Hi, this is Hugh Cornwell, and welcome to this Mr. DeMille FM podcast. If you have any comments, suggestions, or simply want to get in touch, then please email info@mrdemillefm.com. This program is a collection of stories and music from some of cinema's greatest movies. I hope you enjoy the show. Yeah, it always gets me the end of that. I can never tell when it's going to come. That was Three Dog Night from, of course, Boogie Nights. Yeah, what can I tell you about that movie? Warren Beatty, Jack Nicholson, Al Pacino, they all turned down the role, believe it or not, before Burt Reynolds was approached. Great soundtrack. Julianne Moore, fantastic role. And Paul Thomas Anderson, the director, only 27 years old when he made that. Quite stunning. DiCaprio was approached before Mark Wahlberg to play Dirk Diggler, the main role. But he'd already signed up to do Titanic, believe it or not, which was done the following year. And get ready for this. Roller Girl was offered to Gwyneth Paltrow. I don't think she'd have done a good job, do you? Heather Graham was cool. The opening scene, 3 minutes long, one single take, and most of the characters in the film appear in that first take. It's a great movie if you haven't seen it. And now something from Gene Pitney.
Hey,
Yeah, Town Without Pity, Gene Pitney. Funnily enough, the song became more famous than the film that it came from. Song won the Golden Globe. He became the first pop singer to perform at the Oscars because it was nominated for an Oscar. The bloke that wrote it, Dmitry Tiomkin, he was an interesting guy. He'd been an angry young man in St. Petersburg Cafe Society and ran away to Paris to avoid becoming a staff composer for the Red Army. And on a more sentimental note, it was the last song that Gene Pitney sang before he died of a heart attack in his bed in a hotel in Cardiff on tour in the UK. It was also the US film debut of Austrian actress Christine Kaufmann, who posed nude for Playboy at the age of 54. Well, I'd like to see those shots. And she had turned down the role of Lolita in Stanley Kubrick's film Lolita. And here's a bit of dialogue from that movie. It just shows Peter Sellers was in it, cast in it, as Quilty. And you can just see in this bit of dialogue how brilliant he was. In this one bit of dialogue, he changes character, I think, three times.
Are you Quilty?
No, I'm Spartacus. You come to free the slaves or something?
Are you Quilty?
Yeah, I'm Quilty, yeah, sure.
Read this.
What's this, a deed to the ranch?
It's your death sentence. Read it.
Can't read, mister. I never did none of that there book learning, you know.
Read it, Quilty.
Because you took advantage of a sinner. Because you took advantage. Because you took advantage of my disadvantage. Hey, that's a dad blasted darn good poem you've done there.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Yeah, Lalita Yaya, written, scored by Nelson Riddle, who you may know is responsible for the scores to the Rat Pack films, and later on he did The Great Gatsby. Yeah, Sellers, fascinating in this film. He plays a German in this as well, in another character called Dr. Zempf. And it's thought that he used the character of Dr. Zempf as a model for his later role in Dr. Strangelove, which he did with Kubrick a couple of years later. What a masterpiece this film is. Olivier, David Niven and Peter Ustinov were all in line for the role of Humbert Humbert, which James Mason finally did. Marlon Brando and Cary Grant were also considered. And Errol Flynn. My God. And Hayley Mills turned down the role of the precocious teenager, I think, on advice from her father. Yeah, that's quite remarkable stuff there. OK, now we're going to go to Glenn Miller. Yeah, Glenn Miller. If you want great live versions of Glenn Miller, then this Glenn Miller Story, which was the movie of his life, played by James Stewart in it, that's the film to go to. And I think it was the first soundtrack album ever to go to number one. He was so big when this movie came out. Now, Glenn Miller's mum, she saw the film and thought that her son was better looking than James Stewart. So there you go. And a very interesting connection to Lolita. The director of this movie, Anthony Mann, not the one who just did Heat, etc. The director was the original director of Spartacus, who was fired. And then Kirk Douglas brought in a 32-year-old Stanley Kubrick, there you go, to take over. And that happened because Kirk Douglas had been impressed with Kubrick when he worked on Paths of Glory with him. So here we go. Now we go on to a bit of classical music. This is a bit of Mozart for you. Get the plants growing. And that's Mozart's Piano Concerto No. 21, the Andante movement, played there by Geza Ander, who played piano and conducted the orchestra. It's, of course, from Elvira Madigan, one of the most well-known uses of classical music in a movie. And there were three films made about this person, Elvira Madigan, who was a tightrope walker, and she had a tragic death at the hands of her lover in Scandinavia. The music just so goes with the movie. It's a beautiful film reminiscent of paintings by Renoir, and it's... one quote was, "A lazy boat ride on a placid lake," I think was a tagline for the movie. But the director, Bo Widerberg, said something very interesting about Ingmar Bergman. He said, "Nor me or my friends saw very much in him," which is quite a remarkable comment to make about Ingmar Bergman, I think. There's a symphonic black metal band in Sweden called Elvira Madigan from the name of the film. So there you go. And now a bit of Art Blakey. Thank you. Yeah, that was No Hay Problema, which means there is no problem, by Art Blakey and the Jazz Messengers, from the film Les Liaisons Dangereuses. That's the original version made by Roger Vadim, who was married to Brigitte Bardot, Catherine Deneuve and Jane Fonda. Not all at the same time, of course, but what a remarkable collection of wives he had there. So this is the original film. So it was Roger Vadim starring Jean Moreau, with Art Blakey doing the soundtrack. Fantastic combination. And there are references to Thelonious Monk playing in the soundtrack, but as far as I can find, there's no trace of him on the soundtrack album. So maybe someone knows something that I don't. Bobby Timmons is credited on the piano throughout the recordings. And a chap called Marcel Romano supervised the recordings, which I guess suggests some sort of a producer's role. I don't know. But there'll be more of him later in the next show. Here we go. It's time for The Look of Love.
The look of love is in your eyes, a look your smile can't disguise. The look of love, it's saying so much more than just words could ever say. And what my heart has heard, well, it takes my breath away. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I've found you, you've got the look of love. It's on your face, the look the time can't erase. Be mine tonight. Let this be just the start of so many nights like this. Let's take a lover's vow and then seal it with a kiss. I can hardly wait to hold you, feel my arms around you. How long I have waited, waited just to love you. Now that I've found you, don't ever go.
Ah, dusty Springfield. Through a fish tank. And Woody Allen seducing her. Too unbelievable. Well, it's the original Casino Royale. It was a spoof movie made by Woody Allen, described by some people as the most indulgent film ever made. It had a cast of thousands, loads and loads of celebrities in there. It was also called a psychedelic absurd masterpiece. Well, you know Darth Vader. It was his first film role. Dave Prowse was in it. And it was the greatest number of actors to appear in a Bond movie to go on to appear in later films in the Bond series. So it's got a bit of a record in that respect as well. Peter Sellers was in it, and apparently he felt intimidated by Orson Welles, and they never got to shoot on the same day. And Welles called Sellers an amateur. And because of the friction between them, Sellers walked out before all his scenes were shot, so they had to do a botched job on some of the bits. So it was total chaos. Vinyl enthusiasts regard the soundtrack as the finest sounding album of all time. And the score was, of course, written by Burt Bacharach and Hal David. And now we're going to go to Berlin in the 30s.
Money. Money.
Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes the world go around, it makes the world go round. A mark, a yen, a buck or a pound, a mark, a yen, a buck or a pound is all that makes the world go around, that clanking, clanking sound can make the world go round. Money, 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 money.
If you happen to be rich and you feel like a nice entertainment, you can pay for gay escapades. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can ring
ting-a-ling
for the mate. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by your lover and you moan and you groan quite a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht.
What? Money makes the world go around, the world go around, the world go around. Money makes us go around, the flat we both are sure on being poor.
Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money. Money, money, money.
In the winter and you curse to the wind at your fate. When you haven't any shoes on your feet, your coat's thin as paper and you look 30 pounds underweight. When you go to get a word of advice from the fat little pastor, he will tell you to love evermore. But when hunger comes to rat-a-tat-rat-a-tat at the window.
At the window.
Who's there?
Hunger.
Oh, hunger.
See how love flies out the door. Money makes a bird go around the bird, go around the bird. Money makes the world go round, the clinking, clanking sound of
money, 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 money. Get a little, money, 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 money.
Mark a yen, a buck or a pound. That clinking, clanking, clunking sound is all that makes the world go round. It makes the world go round.
Money, money at the Kit Kat Club from the movie Cabaret with Liza Minnelli. And you might imagine that that's where the musical came from, but in fact it was the other way around. The musical was a big success in New York, won loads of awards before they made the film. But this film was not the first film about the same theme. There was an earlier film called I Am a Camera, based on a book by the writer Christopher Isherwood, and it was about his life in a pre-war Berlin. And that film starred Lawrence Harvey. It was a fantastic picture, black and white, very overlooked. And I promise I'll bring in some music from that soon. Going back to this version, Joel Grey, fabulous MC in the Kit Kat Club. He won an Oscar. He'd already been in the stage show, so he knew what he was doing. Interesting enough, Cabaret went up for Oscars the same year as The Godfather, and it still won 8. which is quite remarkable, but not the Best Picture one, of course. And this song, Money, Money, it's not in the original musical. It was added for the film. Judy Garland and Vincent Minnelli, Liza Minnelli's parents, had both won Best Actor Oscars before she won hers for this. And I think that was probably a new occurrence for that to happen. OK, let's get into some Western territory. Yeah, The Man with the Harmonica by, of course, Ennio Morricone, from Mr. Spaghetti Western, Sergio Leone, and very famous director, famous for inventing the Spaghetti Western, more or less single-handed. The film previous to this that he made was The Good and the Bad and the Ugly, and he really had decided to give up making Westerns after that. But Paramount gave him a massive budget and access to his favourite actor, who was Henry Fonda. And this is one of the only films Fonda made where he played a bad guy. And when he met Leone, he asked him why on earth he thought he'd be good in this part. And he said, well, the shot will show your boots and then go up your body, and then they will see the face of Henry Fonda, and it will be so shocking, it will be a great success. So he decided to take the role. Sergio Leone hired Bernardo Bertolucci and Dario Argento, two great Italian directors, as script advisors. And he used Ennio Morricone, of course, to write the score because he was his regular music guy. But what is unusual is that Leone got Morricone to write the score before the film was shot, just from the script, which is virtually unheard of practice. And each character had a musical motif, and Leone would play the music to them while they were shooting. The part of harmonica, which Charles Bronson played, the sort of the hero, was turned down by Clint Eastwood and James Coburn. And the album of the music sold between 5 and 10 million copies when it came out. And the entire film is littered with references to classic Western films because Leone was a huge Western fanatic. And now we're going to go to an unusual track. You probably might never have heard of this band or this track ever before. Yeah, quite psychedelic. That, in fact, is the original version of the song. It's not the one that appears in the movie, but I think that's better. It's, of course, Seven and Seven Is by the band Love, which was formed by the writer Arthur Lee in Los Angeles, passed away recently. It's from a movie called Point Break, directed by Catherine Bigelow, I think that's how you pronounce her name, who just recently won the Oscar for The Hurt Locker. It's probably the best I've ever seen Keanu Reeves in a movie. He plays a lawman infiltrating a gang of surfers on the beach. It really is a pretty good movie. So there you go. Check out Arthur Lee and Love. You might like his music. And there's another interesting thing about this song is that Alice Cooper liked it so much that when he made a comeback in 1981, he picked this song to bring out as a single. And finally, thank you for listening again, and I'm just going to introduce this before it starts. It's the finest version of Walk On By ever. It was used in its entirety for the end credits on a movie called Dead Presidents, which is a very interesting movie. It's starring Lawrence Tate as a disillusioned Vietnam veteran. It's a sort of a Black Deer Hunter, I guess you could describe it as, with a bank robbery thrown in. It's recommended. And here's Isaac Hayes playing Walk On By.
it, cause each time I smile, I just can't help myself. I think about how tight we used to be. I break down and cry. Oh, baby, walk on by. I just can't get over losing you. So if I seem broken in two, please walk on by, walk on by. Foolish pride, that's all that I have left. Let me hide the tears and the sadness you gave me. I didn't ask you for it, but you gave me when you said goodbye. Oh, mama, walk on by. Make believe you never see the tears and cry. So do me a favor and walk on by. Please, oh, walk on.
There's no dust in my eye. Oh, no.